हरे कृष्ण।
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी।
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी।
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन।
यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
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 यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन।
यमुना तीरा वनचारी। राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavana Dham
Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavana Dham
Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Shyam Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavana Dham
Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Shyam Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavana
Nittai Gauranga Jaya Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Jaya Nittai Gauranga
Nittai Gauranga Jaya Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Jaya Nittai Gauranga
Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaura Hari Bol
Nittai Gaura Hari Bol
Hari Bhavan Hari Nama Sankirtan ki
Jai
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki
Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Sri Radha Vandam Chandra Sri Sri Jagannath Bala Subhadra Maharani Sri Sri Gaurav Nitya Sri Balaji ki
Jai
Mantraat Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai
Om
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीयद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna, welcome all of you for the part 2 of Brahma Vimohan Leela. In the previous session, I will briefly, 5 minutes, I'll tell you what we have done till now and what we are proceeding to do. In the previous chapter, Agasura Vadh happened and all the demigods were present in the sky. Very jubilantly, they all danced and played the kettle drums and sang and showered flowers. There was a Mahotsavam going on in the heavenly planets. Everybody attended it except Brahma. What happened to Brahma? Was he asleep? No. Brahma was busy in his puja in his own planet, Satyaloka. He was performing puja for the Supreme Lord only. And then he came out. Suddenly he observed. He didn't know what the matter was. So he asked all the demigods, what's the matter? What is the news? Why is there such a big celebration? I didn't get any news about it. They said, oh, the most dangerous, deadly demon, Agasura, has been killed by Krishna very successfully. Although the coward boys entered his mouth, he was, you know, Krishna also went in and Lord finished Agasura. And he gave him liberation. So therefore we are all celebrating. So at that time, a quick thought came in Brahma's mind. Maybe because Lord Krishna did something wonderful, so everybody is amazed. Let me also do something very wonderful. You see, great personalities like Brahma, we cannot finger point them to be faulty, because they are all very intimate associates of the Lord. Nevertheless, they do certain activities which are recorded in the scriptures. It is Lord's arrangement that such things happen, so that living entities can also pick up some lessons. One of the first lessons we should learn from this pastime is, we cannot imitate the Lord. Lord can do so many miraculous things. And we can't imitate him. We can only applaud for him, just like the coward boys do. And none of the coward boys would want to imitate the Lord in killing Agasura or Bakasura or anybody. Whenever the coward boys were in danger, they just called for Krishna Balaram immediately. And they would happily take their shelter. And Krishna and Balaram would kill the demons. And then coward boys would eat lunch together with the Lord very happily. We don't have to become the Supreme God. We don't have to imitate him. We don't have to prove our prowess to anybody. If we only agree to be simply servants, his servants, our position is to be his servant and serve, and his position is the master. So in our position, we can be very happy. Just like the different parts of the body, they all serve the belly. And by doing so, they all are nourished by the belly. Belly doesn't keep all the food with himself. The belly converts it into blood and sends to all parts of the body. So, every part of the body, like the hand, leg, eyes, everybody gets nourished if they give it to the belly. Just like children obediently, do the homework and come to the class and give the tests and everything. The principal actually gives them education and gives a certificate and sends them. Children benefit. In this way, you will see plural subordinates serving a singular supreme and getting nourished can be seen in every level. You can see at the level of your home, at the level of a state or a country. All the people of the country pay taxes to the prime minister, and the prime minister arranges for, you know, food, clothing, shelter, and welfare activities, everything for the praja back. Like the sun takes the water from the ocean, doesn't keep it with himself. He just gives it all back in the form of pure water. In fact, the sun takes the salt water and in turn gives you sweet water. So they're removing the salt and giving you pure water. Sun does that work for us. Similarly, Krishna is called sun. Krishna Surya Sama. Maya Hai Andhakar. So if you give everything to him, ultimately we only benefit. Just like giving water to the sun, you get salt water into sweet water. Similarly, when we do anything for Krishna, yajna, as we say, for his pleasure, then we only stand to gain by that. What does he gain? He owns everything. You can't give him anything. Whatever we give him is to take from his creation only, and we can give him. So the covered boys were very jolly with Krishna, and they never tried to become God themselves. So, but sometimes this tendency to become God or Lord over is there in the demigods, like Indra, we will see. Indra saw that, why this year yajna was done for me, so I will, he wanted to, take revenge against Vrijavasis and he threw tantrums. Throwing so much water, and Krishna had to lift the Govardhan hill and offer protection. Indra couldn't do anything. So, from Indra, from Brahma, we all learn one common lesson that if you simply take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will protect you. You don't have to take shelter of any demigods. That's one lesson we learn. Another lesson we learn, sometimes the demigods, being administrators of the universe, they have a serving nature. They all serve the Lord. But they also have sometimes a controlling nature. Pure devotees have only serving nature. And the demons have only controlling nature. But the demigods have a combination of these two. Demigods are neither demons nor pure devotees. They are in between. They want to control also and they want to serve also. They want to control the jivas and they want to serve the Supreme Lord. So therefore you will find sometimes they commit mistakes like this. And they leave behind a very valuable lesson for us to learn. Not to behave in such a way. And then it inspires us to become pure devotees. So, but the demigods should not be considered ordinary, because you can see the demigods have offered several prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam for the Supreme Lord, headed by Brahma. Such a Sanskrit poetry, they are very highly learned. And also they are very obedient to the Brahminical culture. Like you find in the Prahlada's pastime, when Brahmaji said, sorry, when Narada told Indra that, hey, don't take this Kayadu to heavenly planets, because I know why you guys are taking. Because Hiranyakashipu's son is in her womb. So you are afraid that he will become another big demon. But let me tell you, he's a Mahabhagavata devotee. The moment Narada said that, next moment, Indra and other demigods circumambulated 3 times. And then they offered obeisances and went away. So demigods are actually very faithful also to the rishis, to the Lord, to the scriptures. At the same time, due to their administrative power and due to their control in this world, sometimes they tend to make an effort to imitate the Lord. Even we all have experience, we are trying to be Krishna conscious, but there is one portion of our personality where we want to impress others. We have a desire to boss over others or control others. So that tendency has to be curbed. That is one thing we can learn from this pastime. So, Brahma also thought, let me also do something wonderful. So everybody will applaud that also. So that desire came in his mind. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given one important commentary. Brahma, being the leader of the demigods, he gave all the demigods some seva to do for the Lord. Everybody, you go here, you go there. Everybody got service. But he himself did not have any service. So he says an idle man's mind is a devil's workshop. So he says that the senior devotees, whoever is allotting services to different people, they have to make sure that they are also busy in some service. Otherwise, we'll give service to everybody. When we have an idle mind, then we may develop a desire to control or dominate or imitate. On the other hand, if you are very busy, I have seen sometimes when there are a couple of devotees having a tussle, they'll be arguing and counter-arguing. Suddenly they look at the watch and say, I have to go for a Bhakti Shastri class in the evening. Other fellows say, I also have to go for a youth program. Okay, we will fight tomorrow. Now they will go away. And tomorrow they will forget the fight. So the beauty of the service is that if you are busy in your service, there is no time to quarrel. There is no time to quarrel. Just keep busy. In a family also, if husband and wife are doing Bhakti Vriksha program, Mataji is doing children program, and in this way they are absorbed. Everybody is absorbed in service. Then even if they want to quarrel, there is no time because they have to prepare for the class. There will be no time. So therefore Brahmaji had some free time, and therefore this thought came in his mind. So he thought, let me go to Vrindavan and let me do some, that's where Agalsara was killed, isn't it? So let me go there and do something, some tamasha. He was wondering what to do. So he came to Vrindavan. So he was flying in a swan carrier up in the sky. Then from there he looked at, this is the sight he saw, what you are seeing. The cowherd boys were all eating, and Krishna was like a simple cowherd boy. So Lord Brahma looked at him. You see, especially people who are very prestigious and who are millionaires, billionaires, once they become respectable in society due to their wealth and prestige, their outlook completely changes. Like Drupada, when he became, when he was a Gurukul boy, he was simple. He was a close friend of Drona. But the moment he became king, he didn't want to entertain Drona in his palace. When Drona came at the entrance of the palace, he looked at him from a distance and told the ministers, give him some charity and drive him out. He's a Brahmana wearing tattered clothes. You know, he will humiliate me if he comes inside. What will people think about me and my prestige? You know, I should associate with royal people like me. But nevertheless, Drona, when he entered inside, so Drupada didn't even want to look at him. And he told Drona, why are you trying to revive the old friendships? Take some charity and push off. You know, don't stay too long. You know, people will misunderstand me. Like that he said. How people change in this world. So horrible it is. So, but the beauty of Krishna is, although he's a Supreme Lord, you know, he welcomed Sudama with heartily. And he deals with everybody like that. He deals even with monkeys, deals with cows, calves, deers, what to say about human beings. On the other hand, Brahma, because Brahma is the chief of all the demigods, so he expected that the Supreme Lord should be very opulent looking, where he should have the grandeur. Like you find, sometimes we see this Venkatesha Suprabhatam. In the morning we have a video. If you see that, you know, the Vaikuntha is very gorgeous, with lot of diamonds and jewelry, and the doors of Vaikuntha and the Gopuram of Vaikuntha golden. So you will see Balaji is actually very worshipped in a very gorgeous manner, with lot of opulence. And that's what is very fitting in the head of Brahma. He expects the Lord, he expected that the Lord should be extremely, so that you will find that people like Brahma, they always were, they can only respect their boss if the boss is surrounded by many associates coming in a very costly car and is welcomed in a very grand way. Therefore, in those days also when kings would come, you know, they would make announcement, isn't it? You know, so and so Raja, padar rahe hain, dhang, 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 they'll beat you. Seen that? Bam. Everybody becomes alerted. Hey, Raja is coming. They'll move aside on the road. And Raja will not come alone, isn't it? He'll come with his elephant, with his horses, with chariots and brahmanas standing Vedic mantras. Little kumaris, girls carrying kalasha on their heads. You'll find, and there'll be a lot of, processions coming with the king. And whether he's going out of the palace or coming into palace. Even today also when ministers and all come, it's a very big scene it is, isn't it? So that's what Brahma would expect, anticipate, that God should look like that. You know, God can't be a very simple person. He's a big person. So therefore, one time in Pune, when they were opening some kind of, display of some paintings. One person had some 300-400 paintings. So he wanted me to come for inaugurating it. So he expected that I am a president of the temple and we have a very big community. He thought I'll bring the whole community with me. Because I am myself coming, then, you know, we have 5,000-6,000 members in the community. Everybody will come, he thought. And so I just went with one more brahmachari with me. We just two of us went. I was looking behind me. Is there anybody else? You know, nobody else, only two of us only. So he asked, I said, yeah, we have put a word. Some of the congregation devotees will come. You have made nice paintings of Krishna. Maybe 50-100 people may come. It is just the paintings. So, and also he was shocked how I came on time. He said, you are a dignitary. You are supposed to open. If we call you at 3, you have to come at 3:30. Because if you come on time, other people will not know that the big man is coming on time or something. Then, of course, I did that ribbon cutting and then going inside and watching all the pictures. We did puja also. I spoke a little bit also. But the point is what? People have a very big expectation from the big people, dignitaries holding big positions. So, sometimes people like to be connected to a big person because they think that that connection may help them in their interests. Correct, no? They think like that. So, in this world, this is one of the reasons why people like to click photos with someone who is a very prominent, in a prominent position or a big position. But Krishna is just the opposite of what Brahma expected. Vishnu has Shankh Chakra Gada Padma with a big mukut, you know, like this. Very grand he looks, but then Krishna simply plays on his flute, he wears a turban, sometimes not even a turban, just a peacock feather, isn't it? His upper knot tied and then peacock feather, that's all he wears. Isn't it? He stands in a threefold bending form, he's very casual, isn't it? And Vishnu, you will see that, you know, he is accompanied by all his 400 form of associates. He himself is 400 and all associates are 400 and gorgeously decorated with jewelry, mukut, kundal and everything. Whereas you will find Krishna's associates are all simple covered boys. And they are village folks. And even the gopis are rustic girls. Therefore, for persons like Brahma, it would be very difficult to comprehend. How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead be so simple? Utterly simple. So momentarily, Brahma committed the mistake of thinking that, you know, this doesn't sound to be like Supreme Lord. Look at him. He is eating from the hands of others. You know, when we have to offer to Supreme Lord, how much of purity standards we follow. When you enter into the deity room, you know, if you touch your nose or the eyes, immediately you have to take achaman and cleanse your hand. Immediately. And before offering the bhoga, there is purification. Many mudras and all we do. And the offering of the bhoga is done very attentively. Nobody should even see it also. What is being offered to Lord? Like in Vishnu temples, you will find the Garuda Stambha. Where Garuda, it's a helipad for Garuda. He comes and sits there. If any Bhutaganas come and they stare at the bhoga, which is going for the Lord, they know that they'll be attacked by Garuda. So no Bhutaganas can come there. Because the Lord's bhoga should not be seen by anybody. They even cover it with a cloth and take it. But here we find all the boys are seeing Krishna's bhoga. What is it of seeing a bhoga? They are also feeding him in the mouth. They are eating from his mouth. So Brahma was really shell-shocked seeing this situation. Not only that, Krishna would ask the boys, hey, what did you have? You give me your item. You give me your item. So one of the boys took a pot and put the buttermilk in his mouth, gata 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 like that. And Krishna wanted to drink some buttermilk. He said, hey, give the buttermilk pot to me. And the boy said, buttermilk is over. He showed it like this, his kali. But then his mouth was bulging with the buttermilk. Krishna caught him and then the boy was running away. Krishna ran behind him and neither he didn't. When buttermilk came from his mouth, Krishna drank it. So at that time, when Brahma saw this sight, this was a climax for him. He just couldn't take it. He now thought, now I really have to conduct a test. Are people, my other demigods are praising this boy as Supreme Lord too much? Is he really the Supreme Lord? I will conduct a test. If he is, then he will pass my test. If he doesn't pass, then I can know that, you know, he is not the Supreme Lord. So that was a thought which passed in Brahma's mind. So he decided a plan of action. I will steal the covered boys and steal the calves and put them all in a cave. And let me see what this boy fellow would do. Like that when Brahma had made a plan. At the time, the calves started seeing the fresh green grass far away, Trinalobita. Out of greed for eating that grass, they all started going far away. And boys who were eating with Krishna, suddenly they became worried. They all got up. That's where we ended yesterday. They all got up and they were planning to go to fetch the calves. And Krishna said, don't worry. You all sit and take your prasadam. I will go and fetch them. In fact, it is my duty. I have brought all of you to the forest. So I should not see you disturbed. So here our acharyas have said that the cows are also compared to senses. A devotee's senses will be protected by Krishna and they will not go to Maya, especially if a devotee is engaged in Krishna's service. Cowherd boys are all engaged in pleasing Krishna. So Krishna is taking care of their cows, which are also like our senses. So Krishna assured them, I will bring them back. You all peacefully take prasad. So that means if we engage in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will take care of us. Like, you know, some devotees say that, probably your mind is troubling too much, my senses are troubling too much. Actually, if you very carefully see their life, you ask them, well, what time you go to sleep and what time you rise early in the morning and how many pages of Prabhupada books you read every day. If you ask, you will see that they don't have sufficient spiritual absorption. If they are taking out time for Krishna, Krishna will take out time for them. It's assured. If they invest their consciousness in focusing on Krishna's, you know, Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Bhakta Sangha, you know, definitely you will see that Krishna will warn them when there is a possibility of them diverting. So in this way, one can get help from Krishna. That's what happened to the cowherd boys. So here Brahma is watching them eating and all. So, and then he had taken away all the calves and Krishna went to search the calves. Brahma came here and took away all the cowherd boys. There he took away the calves. When Krishna went to see the calves, he took away the cowherd boys. So Krishna was in between, correct, no? Before he could reach the calves, he took away the calves. Krishna can come back, he took away the cowherd boys. So both. That's what is the external understanding. But the true spiritual and deeper understanding is, Leela Shakti saw that Brahma is trying to take away Lord's associates. And Krishna also saw, understood. So Leela Shakti and Krishna naturally consult each other. So Krishna planned that Leela Shakti, what she will do? She produced a Maya Arbhaka. Maya Arbhaka means Maya children. For whom to take? For Brahma to take. He said, you take, just like a mother always gives breast milk to the child. But sometimes she wants the child to give up the breast milk and go to, you know, some Cerelac or Farex or something like that. But child cries like anything, you've seen that? So what she does, she has something called as a pacifier. You know that? Pacifier means the child puts in the mouth, like that child will be doing. But that looks like breast milk for the child. You know? He's still thinking, I'm putting my mouth in the breast. Is it breast for the child? No. It's only a pacifier. Pacifier means just pacify. So this Maya Arbhaka is like that only. Actually, for Brahma, they looked like cowherd boys. They looked like calves, but they were not the original calves and cowherd boys, because original calves and cowherd boys are all Sachidananda Swarupam. They cannot be touched by Brahma, and they are very intimate associates of the Lord. Nobody can touch them. They are Krishna's property. They are associates. Krishna will not let them be harmed by anybody. Just like Sita cannot be touched by Ravana. Lord Chaitanya told the Ramdas Vipra, what to speak of touching Sita and taking? He can't even see the internal potency with his naked material eyes. He can't see. If he cannot even see, then how can he take her? Like that he says. So he only took the Maya Sita with him, Ravana. Same way, Brahmaji took Maya Arbhaka, Maya children, and hid them in a cave. Then what happened to the original boys? The original boys and calves were kept with Leela Shakti. She kept them in another place. Why she kept them? She would have allowed them to be with Krishna. Why? But she didn't do that. Why? Because the pastime has to happen. Correct? No? So, Brahma should think actually that Krishna is bereft of both the cowherd boys and calves. For that sake, Leela Shakti kept the original copy in one place. And then Brahma took the carbon copy. Maya children and Maya calves. And now Krishna is alone, which is what Brahma wanted. And Brahma's notion was, this poor boy Krishna, I'll just go to my Satyaloka for a moment and come back. And then this poor Krishna will come to me, fall at my feet and say, "Oh Brahma, please kindly give back my calves. Please kindly give back my covered boys." That's what he would beg me. Like that he was thinking. Which was far from truth. They didn't know who Krishna was. Guess what Krishna did? Krishna expanded himself into beautiful forms of covered boys. And calves. You see this picture here. It says here, read the points. By his Vasudev feature, how Krishna expanded, what all? Exact.
By his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into exact number of missing covered boys and calves with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs and other limbs, their sticks, bugles and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress, ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages and forms, their special activities and characteristics.
See, when he expanded, the boy, actually this is the third copy, correct? No? One copy is with Leela Shakti, original. And the second, Maya Arbakar with Brahma in the cave. And this third copy is directly Krishna's expansions. Yeah, so when Krishna expanded, each of the boys had a glow in their body and they had sweetness and beauty because Krishna only has expanded now. But the amazing thing is, every covered boy looked the same. Like for example, each of us, we have unique features of our face cut. Like we say face cut, correct? Now, whenever you want to know the person individual, do you see his hand or leg? What do you see? You see the face. That's a photo you put now, especially the... So in the face you will find, somebody has squint eyes. Somebody has a big nose. Somebody has big cheeks. Somebody has thin, correct? Now, everybody has a different... Somebody has a large forehead. So whatever covered boy had specific details of the face cut, Krishna exactly imitated that. Who can imitate better than the Lord? The Lord wants to do anything, He does best in everything. And in the same manner, see, sometimes there are people who are twins. Correct? You have seen twins, no? From a distance, they look alike. But if you regularly meet those twins, you will see little change in their behavior. And the way they do things, the way they speak, you can know. Here, Krishna was not just like twin. Like the covered boy. Here Krishna exactly imitated every one of the things, the pigment of the skin, their laughing, their joking, their mannerisms also. Because some people have mannerisms. You know, what is mannerism? Some people do like this, touch, some people have a habit of doing like this, some people have a habit of, biting nail or itching. Everybody has some habits. So, when Krishna actually expanded himself, mothers and fathers may not be able to recognize that this is Krishna. That much so, in such perfection. Because the mother and father know minute details about a child. Where he has a mole in a body, They know it. And they know the likings of the child. Like one child may like bendi sabji very much. Another child may like potato sabji. So Krishna also, when he went home, he expressed his desire to eat that sabji which the boy would naturally like. So therefore mothers, when they went back in the evening, mothers didn't know what, but then they were amazed. Somehow or other, their love was like overflowing, as it is mentioned here. See, here Yashoda is receiving Krishna, but other homes also, other gopis also were receiving. Raja ukka samsa tokeshu sneha valyabdam anvaham shanai nishima vavrade yata krishne tvapurvavat. Read the translation. Of all the inhabitants of Raja, for their own sons, the creeper of affection for 1 year every day increased. Gradually, without limit, it increased. Exactly, they accepted Krishna as their son. Indeed, as it had not been previously, which means, see, any mother, father love their children, but now they loved even more. Because their Vijayavasa's love for Krishna was greater than love for their own sons and daughters. Especially when Parikshit heard this point, he was shocked. Later on, Parikshit will ask the question. In this world, we have seen, even if a crow has an ugly child, the crow loves its own child more than any other beautiful bird like peacock or anybody. Similarly, in human beings also, it is seen that all of you, in your own families, you will see, actually, you have an affection for your own child more than the neighbor's child or anybody else's child. So, he had a question, Parikshit. In Vrindavan, you are saying that Krishna was not only son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, but he was son of everybody. Everybody felt Krishna is like our child. They felt like that. They felt intimacy. They felt attachment to him. They were attracted to him more than their own sons and daughters. And then, there's a very elaborate explanation Shukadeva Goswami will give later. I'll cut it short and tell you. In this world, naturally everybody loves their, you know, sons and daughters. There's no doubt about that. Everybody loves them. But everybody loves their own body even more. Because when it comes to self-preservation, people love their body more than their belongings to the body. For example, in a train, if there is going to be a bomb blast, we will leave behind our luggage, bag, laptop, everything, and we will jump out because our belongings are not as important for us as our life is dear to us. Correct? No? That is about the things. Now, somebody may say, that is all right about the things, but as regard to our relatives and friends, they are very dear to me, more dear to me than myself. People say like that. But actually, it has been found in this world, like there was a monkey with its offspring, you know, which was put in a barrel by the scientists. When they poured the water, the monkey tried to keep it on the shoulder, here, there, on the head. But then water level was increasing. When the monkey's life was itself in danger, it put the child down and jumped out because he wanted to save himself. So they found that in this world, people find their own body more dearer to them than even the relative's body. Everybody. Self-preservation is the first law, as we say, no? Yeah. Now, more dear to us than our own body is our own soul. Why? Because the body is simply like a dress for the soul. So, we love ourselves very much. Like, we look in the mirror and we see that, you know, oh, my hairstyle is good, or my how do I look like, my dress, people see this way, that way in the mirror. Is it not true? Why? Because they are attracted to themselves also, the soul itself. But when a person becomes more and more Krishna conscious, their attraction for Krishna even becomes more increased than themselves. Why? Because Krishna is called Atmatmana. Is Atma ka Atma. He is the soul of souls for the people. So therefore, the attachment of all the jivas for Krishna is the highest attachment. There cannot be any greater attachment to anyone or anything. And when they don't know Krishna, or when they forget Krishna, when they turn away from Krishna, they are attracted to Maya Shakti of Krishna. You know, madly they are attracted to opposite sex in this world. That's because they have turned away from Krishna. Nobody in this world can say that, you know, I'm not attracted to anyone or anything. You can't say that. We are attracted to someone or something. And that attraction originally comes from attraction to Krishna. So, Parikshit Maharaj was explained very nicely later. So, all Vajabhasis loved Krishna even more than anybody else because of, Krishna behaving with everybody in such a very endearing way. So, therefore now, Krishna also thought in his mind, although my mother Yashoda feeds me milk, now all the other mothers also always aspired that they also feed me milk. They had a desire. They would always think in their mind, oh, how fortunate Yashoda is. You know, if we also get a chance to have Krishna as our baby and feed him milk, how nice it will be. So Krishna fulfilled the desire during this period, of 1 year period. So when all the cowherd boys came, returned back, they were making sound with their bugles. Some of them were playing on the flutes. They were dancing their way back to home along with Krishna Balaram, along with the cows and calves. All the mothers came to the door and watched, oh, sons are back. Everybody welcomed their sons, they embraced them, and they took the child to the bathroom, and then they bathed them, and dressed them, decorated them with ornaments, applied oil in their heads and in the bodies, applied sandalwood pulp on their face and the hands and everything, and fed them breast milk from their own body. And while doing this, all the mothers felt extreme happiness. So there is a verse which will come there later. Yeah. This is 10:13:18. Tata Krishno mudam kartum tanmatranam sakasyacha ubayayitam atmanam chakri vishvakradishwarah. It says here that thereafter to create pleasure both for Brahma and the mothers of the cows and covered boys, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation expanded. So, in this way, Krishna expanded to give pleasure to the mothers. With all this perfect, imitation, yeah. And then 10:13:26, this verse says, Rajaukasam Svatokeshu Sneha Valyabdamanvahan Shanair Nissimavavride Yata Krishne Tvapurvavat, which we read just now. Such a beautiful verse. Their happiness and bliss increased day after day. Every day when they would, they didn't know why. Actually, they had love for their children. But now, day after day, they didn't know why. And you all know the reason why. Because the bodies of their so-called sons were actually Krishna's body. So, Krishna gave them that opportunity. Yeah. So, now, the most amazing thing with this pastime is, generally, Balaram cannot be put into illusion anytime. Because Balaram, even in the pastime of Kaliya Nartan, you all know very well, that in Kaliya Nartan, everybody was crying, even Mother Yashoda and the Baba were all weeping. Yashoda wanted to enter into the water. Everybody caught hold of her hand and stopped her. And even Nanda Baba wanted to enter the water. Balaram stopped him. And many of the covered men and ladies, they were weeping. They wanted Krishna to be brought back from the Kaliya's clutches. At that time, there was only one person who was fully confident, who was Balaramji. He was laughing. He absolutely had no fear at all. Because why he laughed? It is said three things Balaram did. You know, for those covered men who were morose and were very hopeless about Krishna coming, Balaramji smiled, laughed, giving them confidence that, what are you thinking about Krishna? He has killed so many demons. You have nothing to fear. And those covered men who were weeping loudly, shouting, you know, Krishna, 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 please come out, like they were shouting. To them, Balaram would speak to them and tell them that, I assure you, Krishna will be back. Don't worry. He would speak to them. And those covered men who were jumping into Yamuna water, Balaram would come in their front and stop them with his own hands. All the three were done by Balaram. Yeah, which goes to show that Balaram cannot be bewildered at any time. Now you all may have a question. Then during that 1 year period, you say that even Balaram did not know. How is that possible? Was Balaram subjected to illusion? So let us see what happened to Balaram. See, Balaram is watching here. One of the days, just 1 week before the 1 year was getting over, 1 year period, Balaram saw the top of the Govardhan, the covered men were herding the herding the cows. And at the bottom of the Govardhan, there were calves, which were not small calves, which were grown-up calves. The grown-up calves, they eat generally grasses. They don't drink milk because they have grown up now. They eat fodder, grasses and all that. Somehow, the mother cows in the top of the Govardhan looked at their calves and suddenly there was a raging love in their heart for their calves. And from the top of the Govardhan, they started running in the bushes of the Govardhan below. And there's a beautiful description in Bhagavatam. It appeared that, you know, with the front two legs, they combined like this, and back two legs, they combined. They were running. It appeared like they had only one front leg and one back leg. It appeared like that. And they were lifting their tail also. And with great eagerness, they were running very, very fast to go and meet their calves like that. With great eagerness. And that was witnessed by Krishna Balaram, watching. And the covered men also thought, hey, what is this? The cows are running like this so fast. And they are going and as soon as they went down, they started licking the calves with great love. You know, licking the body of the calves. And the calves also started drinking milk. It appeared that the cow, mother cows are going to swallow the calves. Like that they were licking with so much of affection. And the covered men who were at the top, they came running with sticks in their hands. And they were shouting at the cows, hey, what is this? A cow is going to give milk to the bigger calf now. Why is the cow doing it? Like that they were thinking and they came running behind. But when they came down, they saw the covered boys. Suddenly seeing the covered boys, tender faces, you know, innocent eyes, you know, as soon as they looked at the covered boys, a great amount of love for their children erupted. So instead of attending to the cows, now the covered boys picked up the covered boys, covered men, picked up their boys and kept them on their lap and started smelling their head, kissing the children and embracing the children. And Balaram was wondering, what is happening in Vrindavan? This much love we have not seen. Okay, everybody loves Krishna, we know that. But now every fathers are loving their sons so much and cows are loving their calves so much. This is too much. Balaram wanted to know what is happening. So here, as it is said here, Balaram is perceiving this increased affection, asking, "Hey, bhaiya, tell me, what have you done? Kana, come here, tell me." He's asking. And then he, you know, that means, you know, Balaram could, first thing which nobody observed, which Balaram observed was increased affection of the cowherd men to the boys and cows to the calves. That means the curtain is open, first curtain is open for him. He could detect it. Nobody else could detect it. And the second curtain is, he asked the question, who is this mystic power? Is it Mohini? Huh? Where is she coming from? Is she a demigod or demigoddess? Who has put this curtain on all of us? None of us are able to know what is happening. Yes. And then he said, no, the Maya's covering or a curtain can actually block my eyes. It's not possible. Then how is this curtain put? He was wondering. And then third curtain is saying, you know, Krishna is my master. She must be the Maya Shakti of my master. Who else can bewilder me? Maybe Krishna wanted her to bewilder me, so she has bewildered me. Like that he was wondering. And then he understood that, you know, he talked to Krishna and asked, what is the matter? Then how can Krishna hide anything to the elder brother? He told everything, what exactly happened about Brahma and everything. And Balaramji laughed. He understood the situation. Now Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, has written a beautiful point. He says that, why Krishna hid even Balaram from knowing the truth? And he gives a beautiful reason for this. Because as soon as Krishna expanded himself into calves and covered boys, on that day only Krishna told him, then Balaram will be bereft of the association of Sridhama, Sudhama and Madhumangal, who are all hidden in the cave there. So therefore, you know, Krishna thought that my brother will be morose for 1 year because all the expansions are my expansions only. He can't get to meet Sridhama, Sudhama, Madhumangal and all. So he will feel separation and he will cry. So keeping this in mind, Krishna thought, I will not tell him. I will hide him also. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, when he wrote about Krishna, he said, Divya Sargadi Kartratvam Brahma Rudradi Mohanam Bhakta Prarabdha Vidvamsam. Either he says. So the second line he says, Brahma Rudra Adi Mohanam. So Brahma Mohanam, you know, this is Vimohan Leela. And Rudra Mohanam happens in the Mohini Murti Leela. And Adi means what? Balaram. Brahma Rudra Adi Mohanam. That is Balaramji. Balaram, nobody else is as close to Krishna than Balaram because first expansion of Krishna is Balaram, not Balaram only. So, Lord actually kept Balaram also hidden from this truth so that Balaram can play with Sri Rama, Suma, Madhumangal as if they were his friends only. Even Balaram didn't know they are all Krishna, Krishna expansion. In this way, Krishna did, you know. Yeah, he understood that. And then that's requested by Balaram. Then Krishna explained the truth. Yeah. Krishna explaining who are these boys. And Balaram understood. These are all expansions of Krishna. So, in this way, what happened? Now Brahma returned after one moment in his Satyaloka. From there he came down. Now one mysterious thing happened now. He went to the cave. He saw the covered boys and calves. And he came back and saw here Krishna. Krishna was not alone. Krishna had similar covered boys and calves playing. And Brahma was wondering, I took them all away. How is it that here he is playing with all of them? Then again we went back. Again they were all there. So Brahma, what he thought, whenever I go to cave, he puts them there. By the time I come here, he brings them here. I think the Lord is playing some tricks with me. Otherwise, Brahma could never think there could be two sets. Because they looked exactly similar. Ditto. So he just couldn't believe that there could be two sets. Because he himself is creator, no? 8.4 million species he gives bodies. So he knows. How can these two copies be so exactly similar? So he was like bewildered. So he was going there, coming here, going there, coming here. Again and again, back and forth several times. And all his four heads were spinning. You know, they were reeling. See, Brahma doesn't have one head. How many heads he has? Four heads. And Brahma's body is made up of intelligence. And he is the first created living being. He is son of the Supreme Lord himself. And he is actually the husband of goddess of learning, Saraswati. Naturally, his learning is like Agada Bodham. He has oceanic intelligence. And his body is also made up of only intelligence. In our body, there is Panchamabhut. Brahma doesn't have any Panchamabhut. Five gross elements are not there. Only his body is made up of intelligence itself. Even with a whole body made of intelligence, he could not ascertain the truth. He himself got bewildered. Therefore, this verse, famous verse, it says, Evam sammohayan vishnum vimoham vishvamohanam swayevamayaya jopi swayameva vimohitaha. He says, Evam sammohayan vishnum means he tried to put into illusion that Supreme Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Why the word Vishnu is used? Don't think of this Krishna to be ordinary covered boy. If he begins to exhibit his prowess, he will exhibit prowess just like Vishnu. Don't think of him to be ordinary. Therefore, the word Vishnu is used. Evam sammohayan Vishnum vimoham vishvamohanam. He says, vimoham means he cannot be illusioned. Krishna can never be illusioned. But Vishwamohanam, he can put the whole world into illusion. Vishwamohanam. evam sammohayan Vishnum vimoham Vishwamohanam swayaiva mayaya ajovapi swayameva vimohitaha. He says, swayaiva mayaya ajopi. Supreme Lord Krishna is called Aja. He is unconquerable. On him, Brahma tried to apply his maya. But his maya was insignificant in front of Krishna's maya. Swayameva vimohitaha. He himself got bewildered. Who? Brahma. Whom are you playing with, sir? Think about it. You are trying to play with fire. The Supreme Lord is the source of everyone and everything. Source of millions of universes. It's like a jugnu or a glowworm. Brahma himself gives his example later. My Lord, I am like a small glowworm in the night. I can actually lit up in the night. The glowworms are shining in the night, in the dark of the night. But when the sun rises in the morning, the glowworm has no value. Its glow goes away. It looks like a green color worm. That's all. Similarly, he said the snowflakes in this world shine, but only when there is a sunlight falling on them, then only they can shine. Otherwise, snowflakes in the night have no value. Nobody can even see the snowflakes at night. But in the morning when the sun comes, the snowflakes shine very beautifully. Similarly, whatever opulences Brahma said, I have, that is because of your opulences shining on me. I have a tiny opulence of yours and I am trying to play games with you like this. So later on Brahma will regret for this. Krishna will expand all those. See here, the example of tiger and deer is given by, a tiger's power in front of the deer is insurmountable, isn't it? So the tiger, as it says, read the heading.
Power used on big person will be of no use, and instead the power of that inferior person is diminished.
See, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur tells a story, very funny story he tells. He says, once a man was walking the road, very egotistic man. It was a very cloudy day and the clouds were rumbling. They're making sound. Man looked at the sky and said, hey, why are you so proud? You're making noise. Shut up, he said. And the cloud again, da-da-da-da-da-da. They made more bigger sound. Then again he became angry. You won't listen to me? And the clouds even made bigger sound. Thot, 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 thot. They made a sound. Now he looked up at it. Like that he spat. On the clouds. So the saliva flew up in the sky and came and landed on his cheeks. Chick! Like that. He touched. He was feeling very uneasy and happy with that. So this story, who tells? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. Similarly, he says, if a tiny man tries to insult a big man, then what happens? The insult comes back on him only. He says, similarly, the deer is a tiny creature. If the deer jumps on a tiger, tries to attack him, and the tiger will finish him in no time. Tiger will say, thank you for attacking me. Because if you run away from me, it will be difficult for me to catch you. I have to chase after you. If you are jumping on me, it's very easy. I can directly pounce upon your neck and finish you, isn't it? Similarly, Brahma says, I try to attack, the Supreme Lord and mystify by my Maya. But ultimately, my own Maya became insignificant, he says. At that time, what Krishna did in order to show Brahma, he expanded himself. चंद्रिका विशदस्मेरैः सारुणापांगवीक्षितैः स्वकार्थानामिव राज सत्वाभ्याम सृष्टृपालकाः. Yeah, he says that the Lord has beautiful sidelong glance and a beautiful smile. What does the glance of the Lord do? The glance arouses desires in the heart of the devotee for doing seva for the Lord. Like you all have seen, Jagannath has a red color ring around his eyes, if you very closely observe. That is actually why the eyes are red, out of love for his devotees. Actually, redness represents passion, isn't it? So then why the redness is there? Because Lord has aggressive love for his devotees, that he wants to please them, satisfy them, work hard for them. Like he becomes a Parsarathi, driving the chariot for his devotee Arjuna. So Lord actually yogakshama mahamiham, he does for his devotees. So when he looks at the devotee with the eyes of love, so when devotees see that eye of the Lord, glance of the Lord laden with love, immediately several desires arise in the heart. I want to cook chappan bhog for him. We want to put up a festival for him. We want to make a jula for him. Put Radha and Krishna in the jula and swing them. We want to make a boat festival for them. Make them, take them around the beautiful pond. We want to make very attractive garlands for them with multicolored flowers and fragrant flowers. We want to make the best of outfits, dresses for them and put on their bodies. We want to make the best of ornaments and give them. We want to take them out on a procession so they will enjoy our beautiful garden and seeing all the places. So in this way, devotees develop a very strong desire to serve the Lord when the loving glance of the Lord falls on them. And when the loving smile of the Lord is seen by the devotee, the smile gives devotees great assurance and hope that I have nothing to fear in this world. And all the ocean of tears of the living entities is dried up by the smile of the Lord. Hasam hare ravanata kila lokati brashokashursa garabhishoshana atyudaram सम्मोहनाय रचितं निजमाय यस्य भ्रूमण्डलं मुनिकृते मकरध्वजस्य. This is a Bhagavatam verse also. Yeah, in the third canto. Here it says that, Ha samharer, the smile of the Lord. Avanata akila loka tivra shoka ashru sagara, means in this world, people keep on worrying, suffering. It's like a ocean of tears, he says. Living entities have. Vishoshana, it says. The Lord's beautiful smile dries it up. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaja's mother told Dhruva, if you go to forest, you will get the love of a million mothers from Lord Vishnu, she said. Similarly, now when Krishna expanded himself into beautiful Vishnu forms, they were all smiling beautifully and love-laden glances also. So when Brahma saw the amazing, they were all like bluish sapphire with mukut and kundal. See, Krishna is sitting in the middle, and they all are standing all around him, hundreds and thousands of Vishnu forms. And Brahma was like shocked seeing this. That means Aishwarya form of the Lord comes from the Madhurya form of Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is the origin of all forms. Like one candle you can take and lit up 1,000 candles. Krishna is like the original candle, Sarva Karana Karanam. And it has become proven by this pastime. And he saw that the covered boys are below, you see. The covered boys from they disappeared. Covered boys' forms disappeared, and they expanded to Vishnu form because they were all expansions of whom? Krishna only. They were not covered boys. He expanded himself into covered boys and calves for the sake of giving pleasure to the cows of Vrindavan and the elderly gopis. Further, Krishna expanded like this. And Brahma felt ashamed after seeing this, my Lord. And there is a very vivid description if you read Bhagavatam about these personalities. Now the response of Brahma is coming here. And the, now the opulence of Vrindavana is displayed to Brahma. So we will read that section. Now Krishna displayed all the opulences. The Vishnumurti Satya Jnana Ananta Ananda Matraika Rasamurtayaha, it is said. Vishnumurti forms it's 10:13:54. Prabhupada says in one purport, you know what Prabhupada says? I'll read it as it is for you. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in Vrindavana, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desires of a devotee, like the Prabhupada says. Who is the devotee who desired that let there be a temple? Srila Prabhupada ki? So in this way, Prabhupada writes in the purport. How Prabhupada got the desire? Because Lord's loving glance, when it falls on a pure devotee, the pure devotee is desire to build the temple for the Lord, and celebrate festivals for Him, give happiness to Lord, that increases. And Prabhupada had a desire, and the desire became fulfilled. So all the Vishnumurtis are surrounded by all opulences, mystic powers, 24 elements of creation, kala, swabhava, sanskara, karma, kama, so many things are mentioned here. And Brahma was like jolted by astonishment when he saw this. What is this? He thought like that. And then Krishna is now going to show the opulence of Vrindavan, because he has shown the opulence of Vaikuntha. And then he wants to show, better than opulence of Vaikuntha is opulence of Vrindavan also, Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, which he is showing in Bhauma Vrindavan for Brahma. What was that?
Yatra naisarga durvaira saha sandra mrigadaya mitrani iva ajita vasa drutaruttar shakadikam.
Brahmaji saw in Vrindavan, all the living creatures, they are all very friendly with each other. The tigers were sitting right next to human beings. It says, Mitrani Iva, they were sahasan, they were sitting in the same asan. Just like a pussycat is sitting next to a man, like that the tigers were sitting. The men would feed the tiger a glass of milk and they would drink milk and keep quiet. In the same manner, tiger and deer, they would walk together in Vrindavan. They would drink water in Yamuna together. He says that, Yatra Naisarga Durvaira. Naturally inimical creatures in this world, in Vrindavan they have no enmity, he says. They had no enmity at all, like mongoose and snake, or peacock and snake. No enmity. Brahma found them all friendly. Mitrani, he says. Vajita vacha, druta, rut, tarsha kadikam. He says there was no hunger, there was no anger, there was no thirst. And Vrindavan was a beautiful place, and the sand was like golden powder. And all the living beings in Vrindavan were all pure-hearted and non-envious and, always engaged in remembering Krishna and singing his pastimes. So Brahma saw that beautiful Vrindavan Dham. And then, so when Brahma saw that beauty of Vrindavan, then now, this is a very important thing. Brahma fell down like a golden rod. Dandavat, we say, no? Dandavat means, a stick, if you keep a stick and leave it, like that it will fall. Now, like that, Brahma fell flat on the ground without any reservation. And that's the way we are supposed to offer obeisances when we go in front of the deities of the Lord. And he bathed Krishna's feet with tears. What a fool I am. And he repeatedly, and he would get up, look at the Lord again, he would offer obeisances. Again, he would get up and offer obeisances. So he would rise and gradually he would wipe his tears, went low, and then after several obeisances, then he started speaking to Krishna after that. Please read this.
Brahma Vimohan Leela represents skepticism due to practicing jnana and karma, and disregard for the sweetness of Krishna from attachment to the Lord's majestic aspect.
Yeah, correct. Actually, when, you will find that Brahma, you know, using his jnana, try to figure out the Lord's identity. Actually, no jnani can figure out Krishna. It's not possible. Jnanis will end up thinking Lord is impersonal. They will never be able to comprehend Lord's nature, original nature. So therefore, Brahma got fooled. So that is one thing we can learn also. On the other hand, you see the Vrijavasis, they don't try to understand Krishna. They simply love Krishna. So Prabhupada also says in Kunti Maharaj, it's one of the purports, don't try to, you know, understand Krishna. Just love him and serve him, he says. Then you all may have a question, then why are we hearing so many classes? Why are we reading so many philosophical books? So the reason for this is, we are unable to love Krishna directly because we have so many doubts, which are like big mountains between us and Krishna. So Prabhupada's books actually clear up the mountain-like doubts or demon-like doubts. So when the doubts are cleared, then you can love Krishna. That's the purpose. Otherwise, one shouldn't think that I'll figure out Krishna. I will put Krishna under electron microscope and I will evaluate what Krishna is. You can't do that, which is what Brahma tried to do. Unlike the Vrijavasis, whose hearts were flowing with spontaneous love for Krishna. Yeah, and first para is same, second para.
If one intensely absorbs his mind in various arguments, opinions and their respective literatures, then all realizations attained through samadhi are practically lost. This is called illusion, based on the flowery words of Vedas.
Yes. So that is this thing it is said. Atapite deva padam bhujadvaya prasadalesha anugrihita yevahi janati tatpam bhagavan mahimno natanyameko pichiram vichinvan. Now Brahma will tell in his prayer. He will say that, Atapite deva, oh Lord, padam bhujadvaya, you are too beautiful, tender, lotus feet. If one does not bow down his head to you, he will never be, and he has to get at least a prasada lesha anugrahita. He has to get some, you know, little bit of your mercy. Then he can very easily understand you. Otherwise, janati tatvam bhagavam mahimno. And such a devotee of the Lord who chants your holy name, bows down to his head to you, and takes guidance from a Vaishnava guru, they very easily they become close to you. Their heart is flooding with affection for you. On the other hand, he said, Nachanyam eko picharam vichinmar. Not a person who speculates about you, imagines about you, who are skeptically doubting about you. They consider you ordinary human being and things like that. He says, Shreya shritim bhakti mudasyate vibho klishyanti eke valabodha labdhaye teshama sauklesalaye vashishyate nanyat yatastulatushavagatinam. In this verse, Brahma says, he says, Shreya shritim bhakti mudasyate vibho. Udasya means, if somebody gives up your bhakti, he throws away bhakti, thinking that I will figure out myself about Krishna. Klishyanti eke valabodha labhyate. He says that if a person gives the path of bhakti and tries to understand Krishna, it is exactly like what he says. Taking the long grasses from which the rice particles are already removed. You have seen in villages, you will find the yellow color grass. They will hit it on the ground. Pat, pat, pat. And then grains will come out. But after hitting on the ground and the grains are removed, they remove all the grains and stalk them, then what do you call that? Hay, you call it? Yeah, hay. And that is stacked in big things for the cows, correct? No? They stack and keep it like that. Now, if somebody goes there, takes the hay and beats it on the ground, will they get grains? All the grains are removed. What will you get? Will you get anything at all? You won't get anything. He says, what you will get? Pain, he says. You will get suffering. Klishyanti. Brahma says, definitely those guys get only the mang. The jnani is by speculating, they only, they will get nowhere. Surely they will get there where? Nowhere. In this way, they fool themselves. It's like beating an empty husk. Klishyanti ye ke balabodhalabdi. They only get klishyanti. Your hand will pain. Beating. So after speculating, you will get tired, you will never be able to reach the conclusion. It's exactly like our Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur tells a story again. He says that there was one very proud son-in-law of a man. So his wife had actually gone to her parents' home. Somehow or other, this fellow was invited by the father-in-law. He said that, please come to our home first, stay for 2-3 days, and then you can take your wife back, like that. So, and he was feeling little, he was thinking in his mind, you know, how can I ask my father-in-law the address of the house? You know, people will think that I am uninformed. I'll figure out myself how to go to my father-in-law's house. So he somehow reached that village, and the frontiers of the village, he saw some cows grazing, and then he asked the people, and he said, yes, these cows are the cows of the Jamindar, who is your father-in-law. So first time he was coming to that village, so he had a thought, idea, I will catch hold of the tail of these cows, and when the cows go home, and they will take me also, they will show me, I'll just catch the tail, as they keep moving, I will go with them. But the problem is, when he caught the tail of the cows became afraid. Hare, who is this fellow? He's catching us. They started running very fast. And then this fellow was being dragged in the in that village, village road, and they ran very, very fast. And they dragged everywhere, pat, different, you know, stones and grasses and different places. It was hitting, and everywhere he got wounded, he was screaming also. He was scouting. And then they ran. At last they reached the house after 1 kilometer or so. They reached the house at the, as soon as the house came, the cows became confident. Now our master is there, they will protect us. They stopped in front of the house. And at that time, the people who are all seeing the cow coming, running, they're wondering why. Seeing this fellow catching the tail, they thought he's a cattle thief. So everybody took a stick and they were also beating him. Pat. And that father-in-law slowly came out of the house to see what is happening. And he saw the son-in-law, poor son-in-law. Isn't it? And the father-in-law told all the way, don't beat this fellow. He is my son-in-law. What are you doing? And his wife, and that man's wife also came running. My Lord, what happened to you? And he said, actually, I wanted to find the house address. I didn't know exactly. He said. So this is the example Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives for whom? For the jnanis, Krishna says. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, read the first verse. Arjuna is asking a question. Arjuna Bhavacha Evam Satati Yukta Ye Bhakta Astvam Pariyupasate Ye Cha Pyaksharam Abhyaktam Te Sham Ke Yoga Vittama. Krishna, please tell me, those people who worship you with great love and devotion, your devotees, are they, that path of Bhakti Yoga is great? Or the jnanis who meditate on the Omkara, your impersonal aspect, are the jnanis great, that path is greater, which one? And then Krishna tells the answer, plain, straightforward, without any ambiguity. He says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Vishya Mano Yemam Nitya Yukta Upasate, Shraddaya Parayopetas Teme Yukta Tamamataha. He's telling Arjuna, those with great spiritual faith, transcendental faith, they worship me with love and devotion, those bhaktas are the greatest. Clear cut, you can read 12.1 and 2 verses. Then in the third verse, Krishna says, then what happens to jnanis? And then he says, ye tvaksharamanirdeshyam avyaktam pariyupasate sarvatra gamachintyam cha kutastam achalam dhruvam sam niyam yendriyagramam sarvatra samadarshanahat te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hite rataha klesho atikatarastesham avyakta asakta chetasam avyaktahi gatir dukham Dehavadbir avaptyate is saying that those people also will control their mind, control their senses, they'll take many, many lifetimes. At last, they will also attain me. Who? The impersonalist jnanis. But he's saying, but that path is klesho adhikatarastesha. It's a horrible, painful process. Like catching the tail of the cow and finding out the father-in-law's house. It's like that. But bhaktas go through a very smooth road. How? Bhaktas actually, Prabhupada once took a gulab jamun and put in his mouth and said, I can eat my way back to Godhead, he said. But jnanis actually have to go to Himalayas and starve from not eating any food. Prabhupada said, because they don't surrender to Krishna. If you surrender to Krishna, you offer bhoga to Krishna, do you take prasadam? Similarly, jnanis try to give up everything. Their focus is on giving up the world, whereas the Bhaktas actually use their body for dancing and singing, use their ears for hearing katha, use eyes for seeing darshan of the Lord. So in this way, you will find Bhakti Yoga is a very sweet process of going back to Godhead, you see. So in this way, Brahma is telling in that verse, one more verse, while falling on Dandavat, the very first verse of next chapter, 14th chapter, you know, Brahma tells in the first verse, very beautiful. Here he describes the form of Krishna in Vrindavan. Because when Brahma wanted to bow down to Krishna, Krishna was, okay, next chapter, just 1 minute. This is the, see here, Brahma is coming to fall at the feet of Krishna. You know, see in the right side picture, Krishna is standing with a cow, and in his left hand, he is carrying rice, and some pickles and the fruit pieces are there in between. As soon as Brahma saw the sweet looking Krishna's form here, he understood this form is greater than Vishnu form also. And he saw his tender feet, see Krishna's lotus feet, tender feet, how it looks. And he saw the sweetness and beauty of Vrindavan. See, there's a tiger lying on the ground, you are seeing that? There is a crane and a tiger also offering obeisances below. You see that? So in this way you find, you know, Brahma coming and standing and watching this beautiful Krishna, and he is saying, Naumidyate Brahvapushe Tadidambaraya Gunjavatam Saparipichala Sanmukhaya Vanyasraje Kavalavetra Vishanavenu Lakshmashriye Mridupade Pashupangajaya. He is saying like that. Naumidyate, I bow down to your lotus feet, Krishna. Naumidyate Abra Vapushe. Abra means a fresh monsoon cloud, bluish cloud. Your body is like a bluish cloud. Tadidambaraya. You are wearing the pitamar which is shining like dazzling golden. Gunjavatam Saparipicha Lasan Mukhaya. Lasan means shine. Your body and face are shining very beautifully. And you are wearing Gunjamala in your neck. And Vanyasraje Kavalavetra, you are decorated with forest flowers, with the turbans of forest flowers and garland of Vaijayanti Mala. Vanyasraje Kavalavetra Vishana Venu. What you have done with the Venu? Fruit you have tucked in your right side. And bugles you have tucked in your left side. And you are tied with a belt. Lakshma Shriye Mridupade Pashupangajaya. Pashupa Anga means, Pashupa is Nanda Baba. Anga means his son. You are the son of Nanda. And your lotus feet are very tender and very beautiful to look at. You are the Lord of everyone and everything. I surrender to you. So it's a very beautiful verse. Yeah, this is the verse he said. How immediate they see how beautiful Krishna is standing. Surrounded by cows and calves. Brahma was fascinated by this form now. Yeah. Actually, Brahma will, when Brahma glorified him like this, you are the Supreme Lord. So that's a very beautiful dialogue. Krishna will say, what? I am the son of a covered man. And you are calling me the master of all mystic powers. I am a simple covered boy, he said. Brahma said, no, Krishna, you are ancient and exalted. You are the Adi Purusha. What are you talking about, Adi Purusha? I am a simple, small, covered boy. He says, you are knowledgeable in all the Vedas. You are the source of all the Vedas, he says. And Krishna says, I don't know anything. I just heard the cows and calves. That's my work. I don't study Vedas, Krishna says. And then Brahma says, no, you have such exalted conduct. You are saying I have exalted conduct. You see, I always keep my curd rice on my left hand side. If I'm keeping on the left side, generally you're supposed to eat with which hand? Right hand, keeping on the left hand. So where I have good conduct. He's saying like that. And then I also, you know, snatch from my friend's plate and eat. So is it a good conduct? And then Krishna and Brahma is saying, oh, you are a controller of illusion, Maya, he's saying. How do you say I am controller of illusion? You took away all my cows and calves. I was searching. Where are they? You know? I was searching. I was an illusion. Krishna says like that. In this way, when Krishna was teasing Brahma like this, and Brahma thought, oh, Lord is very angry. He is throwing sarcastic remarks on me. maybe I deserve a punishment for my misbehavior. So he was fearing criticism. So and then Brahma started praying. He says that many, many things he says. Actually, this chapter is full of very wonderful prayers. So therefore he said, Jnane prayasamudapasya namantayeva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartham stane stitashutigatam tanuvan manovir ye prayasho ajitaditopyasita istrilokyam. This is a very, very beautiful verse. Here, Brahmaji is saying, Jnane prayasamudapasya. He said, any intelligent person in this world should kick off his speculative intelligence, he says, udapasya. And namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam. They should bow down to you, Krishna. And what they should do? They should submissively hear from the saintly Vaishnavas your glories. Like that he says. That is the word. See, jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Read that.
Those who throw away the process of speculative knowledge and offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, even while remaining situated in their established social positions and with their body, words and mind, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds.
So, in this way, actually our acharyas gave very, very beautiful purport to this, which is beyond our time limit. We won't be able to explain, but you can read it yourself. Very nice it is. With our body, mind, words, how we can serve the Lord, they have explained very nicely. And then Mama tells Krishna that, my dear Lord, in this world it is seen that sometimes a baby inside the mother's womb, you know, kicks inside. It's floating in the liquid, no? It's kicking inside. And the mother doesn't take the kicks of the child seriously. She laughs. You know, she will tell her husband, you know, the baby inside, he's moving his hands and legs, I can feel it. So she just laughs it off, she doesn't punish the child. Similarly, Brahma says, my dear Lord, this whole Brahmanda is like the womb of a mother and I am inside like a baby. And sometimes baby does naughty thing, like moving the hands and legs. So I am also exerting my prowess to, you know, try to put you in illusion. But just as the parents forgive a child, please, you also forgive me. Such amazing prayers. Later on, actually Brahma will, this is another famous verse, Tatyenu Kampam Susamikshamano. Very, very, actually we won't be able to cover all these very beautiful verses. You can go through this chapter. There are many, many prayers of Brahma. So Brahma, sought repentance and forgiveness from Krishna for his act of stealing the cowherd boys and calves and surrendered to Krishna. And then Brahma became humbled by this whole episode. That's the most important thing. And then he started praising the Vrajabasis when he saw, Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajavukasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. He said, what? Aho bhagyam, what good fortune of the Vrajabasis. That the Supreme Lord Himself is coming and living in their midst. And we're playing with them like a covered boy. There another verse he says, Ahuvati dhanyam rajagoramanyam stanyamritam peetam ativate muda. How fortunate are these blessed elderly gopis. They could feed milk to Krishna in the form of their son, which Krishna did. So in this way he is glorifying Vrajabasis. And he's telling in another verse, concluding verse, I'll tell you one verse. Tavat raga dayastenaha, tavat kara agraham graham, tavat mohongri nigado, yavat krishna na tejanaha. This is one of my favorite verses in this chapter. And he says here, my dear Krishna, until people, this is 10:14:36. My dear Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves, their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. But once these Vrajabasis have become Krishna Jan, Vishnu Jan, they may be cooking, cleaning, washing, milking the cows, making butter, but they all are simply your lovers. Therefore, their Grihastha Ashrama does not pose any problem for them. They are never materially entangled. because in their hands there is always seva. In their mouths there is always your glorification. In their hearts and minds there is always your remembrance. Every Vrindavan Vasi, everywhere, even today you go to Vrindavan, you will find always, even rikshawala say, Radhe, Radhe, they will say like that. They will not ring the bell or they will not shout any other words. Vrindavan is filled with Krishna consciousness. So Brahma said, because of this, these people are living like ordinary people externally, but the center of their lives and the hearts is you, and they are simply orbiting around you. In this way, Brahma glorified. So very, very beautiful chapter. So, Samashitaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavambudir vatsapadam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. That's the last verse. Brahma spoke here. Brahma said that, you know, the samsara is like a vast ocean. But if anyone becomes your devotee, for them the vast ocean becomes a small water, like a puddle of water, which is contained in the hoof print of a calf. It becomes very easy. So all these devotees have crossed samsara very easily by your association and by taking shelter of you, Krishna. And although I am a big demigod, I am ashamed. Like that Brahma spoke and surrendered. And in this way, then 1 year was over because Brahma went to his Brahmaloka and came. Therefore, 1 year had passed. And then the covered boys all returned home and told their parents about what happened. And then Krishna enters Vraja along with the covered boys, playing on his flute beautifully. You see how he is dancing and playing and bringing all the boys back. Then how covered boys developed. This question I already answered you. Samashitaye padapallava plavam. So anyone who hears this pastime of Agasura Vada and prayers of Lord Brahma, he is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. Jai Hari Bol. Shri Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Krishna Bhagavan ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.